Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Whiskey Papa is clear. DD8NY, DD8NY, this is KF8CQD, do you copy? KF8 DFO. KF8BOT, listening and mobile. KC8TWL, just in here for a short, Eric. We'll say good afternoon to you. Hope Santa was good to you. Maybe bought you some more equipment. He did me. Getting into the HF world. You got Chris here, KC8TWL.
Hey, Chris, it is a beautiful day. He didn't bring me any more, well, okay. Santa Eric brought himself some new equipment that should be coming in the next couple days, but spent today out reworking on putting a new baling on my HF antenna, so I'm looking forward to playing on that.
Good, good. Glad to hear. Yeah, I got an FT-891, and I just ordered a auto-tuner for it yesterday, so that should be arriving, I think, Monday, and then I got to figure out what I want to do for an antenna, and I'll be on the bands. Looking forward to it. So I'm only in here for a short. I'm pulling into the QTH right now, but didn't want to let your call go unheard. We'll say 7-3, I'll listen out. This is KC8-TWL.
KC8-TWL, you have a great day, sir, and I appreciate the contact. And I am 73 also. I'm just on my way up to get some lunch. Have a great day, sir. KF8-BOT 73.
KC8OE Mobile.
58 SCV, mobile and monitoring.
Save US. 38 DYS. This is KDYS. Sounds like the ground plane's coming in cleaner. KDYS, stand by.
KDSCV, East Outlaws, monitoring.
Yeah, can you give me a signal report real fast?
Yeah, roger that. I got you a 5x9 up here in East Outlaws. Go ahead.
Alright, I'm in Harrison. I'm on a beam antenna. Alright, I don't know if it's working very good or not.
Well, I'm assuming, you're hitting, well, I don't know what repeater, but I'm on the 310 out of Guilford, roger.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming through. I was switching from my regular diamond vertical over to the beam, and it seems to receive it just fine, either or. I don't really notice much of a difference.
Well, I can tell you this, from the repeater, just the repeater, when it identifies, it's 9x9 up here in East Outlaws, right?
Yeah, I'm getting full scale, pretty much full quiet. Is there any static on my signal coming in or no?
Yeah, roger that. You got a little bit of bacon frying back there. Not too bad, but it's crackling.
Alright, let me switch over to the other antenna and see what that does. Because normally it's clear as a bell.
KDSCV will be standing by.
This is K8DYS on the vertical.
Now there you go. No more bacon frying. Still got you 5x9, but yeah. No bacon frying now. I just shut my vehicle off too, but I don't think that's going to affect anything on the receive side. But yeah, go ahead.
Roger. Probably not. Yeah, I'm getting about a 10 on the repeater now, so I must not have the beam pointed right at it. I got it shooting right for Midland from here. I was trying to reach a friend maybe later on. I don't even know if the beam's working properly. It's been up there quite a while. I haven't messed with it, so it could be just the antenna, or it could... It's really super windy over here, too, so it could be conditions. I'm quite a ways from over there, probably 50 miles or so. So it's quite a ways, but it's weird that a vertical, I've got it pointed in the general direction, so the beam should be doing better. They're both about the same height, so it's kind of odd.
Roger that. You got an antenna analyzer on there somewhere?
Yeah, I do. It's in the shop, but I'm not going to mess with it right now. I'm just sitting by the fire, kicking back. I got today and tomorrow off, and then I'm going to go back to work Monday, and then I don't know what the rest of the week. I got Tuesday and Wednesday off. I don't know about Thursday and Friday yet, so I'm just relaxing, watching the snow melt. We got just a very little bit left here, and then it's going to be gone. Stuff's starting to dry up. The ground's starting to soak away a little bit, so it sure is a mud bog out there right now.
I copy that. Yep, same thing up here in East Tawas. I'm sitting right here on Tawas Bay, and we had some ice fishermen out here. Well, they're not out here today. Looking pretty funky. Well, like you said, it's windy. A little bit of wind blowing the shells around, and yeah, I wouldn't want to be out there ice fishing. It's pretty spooky looking. Only half the bay was froze anyway, up here by the Coast Guard station, and
K-E-A-S-E-V. Back to you. K-E-A-S-E-V. Oh, that was weird. Yeah, you got Ryan here, by the way. I'm going to jump off here. It was good chatting with you up there. Be safe driving around.
Yeah, Rex, copy that. Yeah, I come down here every now and then. I like to go down to the state park and watch for the big fish going up and downbound. So, didn't see none today, but we'll be clear with you. K8SEV on your final.
Do you use the Marine Traffic app?
Yeah, Roger that. Have one on my Android. So yeah, and it's sometimes it works. I don't know, satellites, whatever they use on that. But sometimes they're there, and sometimes they're not. But yeah. Anyway, back to you.
Well, it seems to be pretty accurate. There's one that's way out there, due east of Tawas City, roughly the American Mariner. You've probably seen it. So, but it's way out there. You'd have to have some glasses to reach out there. So, all right. Be careful out there. Have fun. And enjoy the warm while we got it. It's going to get back down to cold. So, all right, K8DYS, I'll be standing by.
Yeah, Roger that, DYS. I have, I actually have on my Android Vessel Finder, but I don't see no boats out there. So, I don't know. I don't know how reliable this thing actually is. So, anyway, yep. We'll be clear, K8SCD, monitoring.
Chair monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor on Echo 8. Standing by and listening.
ESCB
clear, Echoing.
KD8, IWS Mobile, listening.
Monitoring.